You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
This is Eden Burns with Big Beat Manifesto. Morena, Sam Harmony, how are you?
Very good morning to you. I'm good.
We've just been looking at DJ memes, which is a nice way to start the week.
Oh, yeah.
And it's also very exciting to be able to talk about something that I think a lot of people have been very much looking forward to. It's Beacon Fest.
Oh, yeah, Beacon Festival.
We're back.
We are back.
And it's happening this weekend on Saturday.
Yeah, it's scary to say it, but it is happening this weekend. Touch wood.
Touch wood.
Touch wood.
All of us whacking the desk.
Yeah.
We're playing Eden Burns because Eden Burns is one of the many, many people on the lineup. But let's refresh people's memory or introduce them to the concept of Beacon Fest if they are new here. What is Beacon Fest, Sam?
Well, we had our inaugural event last year, and it basically is a dance party. It's a big-ish dance party, not too big, but reasonably big dance party. I guess we just wanted to introduce a little bit more electronic music into the festival scene. Mm-hmm. I guess kind of from the, I don't want to be rude, but the more underground side, mm-hmm. rather than the raise your hands in the air and push the CO2 cannons.
Yeah. There's a time and a place for that, but you know, this is not that time nor that place.
A little bit different.
Yeah.
So that was the idea. We wanted to do it in the city. It was kind of an important part of the whole thing, is that it was going to be in kind of an urban feel. So we did it last year down on Queen's Wharf, which is funny because nobody ever goes down to Queen's Wharf and they don't know where it is. But they're like, the cloud, you mean the cloud? It's like the cloud is on Queen's Wharf, but we use the whole wharf.
Yeah.
We turn Shed 10 into a rave cave.
Awesome.
Which is its best mode, I think.
Definitely.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And we put a stage outside on the wharf and then another one right at the end of the cloud. So it's three stages and it was pretty amazing last year. It was like the last party before we all went into lockdown.
It really was like the weekend felt like the end of the world, but also in a kind of like, if we're going to go, let's go out dancing kind of a way.
Yeah. Everyone knew that was the last one and no one knew what was going to happen after that. And it is actually quite astounding that we've not even had to take a year off.
Yeah, you know? We've been very lucky.
We are very, very lucky. And we've actually got some DJs coming over to play. They're all in managed isolation right now.
Shout outs to those DJs.
Shout outs.
Any of them are listening.
Yeah, Ben, Marcellus and Katie. Hang in there, guys.
See you on Saturday.
Three more sleeps. No, they've been getting Uber Eats and stuff. It's fine. Actually, they did say that they're being treated very, very nicely.
The people That's cool.
Very nice to them. But they're all coming out of managed isolation and they can't believe they're about to play a party to real live people.
So where have they come from? Tell us a little bit about those international artists.
Okay, Ben is a London DJ. He's basically the, well, I don't want to say preeminent London DJ, but he's a big part. He was a big part of the dubstep scene when it emerged and kind of when it moved into techno a little bit. He's definitely kind of the one of the vanguards of that scene. He runs a record label called Hessel Audio, which is quite a big independent label out of London. Does a weekly mix show. He's just a big time DJ.
Yeah.
He lives in London and he's coming over here because he has not been having a good year, obviously. Better than some, but he's still, he was happy to get out of London. Katie lives in Berlin. She's originally from Melbourne, but she moved to Berlin this time last year. So maybe not the best time to spread your wings and fly, but she moved to Berlin and she's excited to be coming back. She actually goes to Australia after this, so that's really good. And Marcellus has come from Detroit in the USA. And he was just excited to get out of the snow mostly.
But pandemic be damned. Pandemic be damned.
No, no. Yeah. He actually said, he texted me last week, he was like, it's actually great to take some time out from America. Yeah. Kind of forget how crazy that place is.
I don't envy people who've been trying to do the pandemic in the middle of everything else that's been going on in the States. It's been a full noise year.
I don't think there's any way that New Zealanders can even conceive of it, to be honest.
Yeah.
I don't think it's possible to understand how it's been because we've had it so good.
Mm.
So we're very lucky. And because we are so lucky, we're able to do this party and very exciting. I mean, last year, the first event, you know, it was great, a bit of a learning experience. I feel like every year we can make it better. And this year we've got Boiler Room coming along.
That is honestly the coolest thing ever. We are in like such a fortunate position here in New Zealand that we're getting to throw literally, I mean, I think we throw some of the best parties in the world anyway, but we are literally throwing the best parties in the world at the moment, like full stop, no contest. And being able to kind of, I guess, celebrate that and share that with people who won't necessarily be able to do that right now, I think that's a nice thing. I think that's a really nice thing.
I think it's going to give people a little bit of hope. And also, especially like the industry around the world kind of gets a bit of a, all these DJs who are stuck in London or Berlin or whatnot, see Katie and Ben doing it and be like, oh my God, there's some hope, there's some light at the end of the tunnel. Just a good showcase for our country and what a wonderful job we've done and what a good party we can have.
Hard out. Yeah. Mm. It's going to be really awesome. Let's talk a little bit about this lineup that we've got. We've got here Alice Agnes. Who's this?
Alice Agnes is a young DJ from Wellington who's just started a promotions company, just started throwing her own parties.
Cool.
She's an up and comer. I mean, we just like what she's doing, so we thought we'd ask her if she wanted to play, and she did. So thank goodness.
Yay for Alice. Orbi, no stranger to BFM listeners.
Yeah, I mean, everyone knows Orbi. She's just a tear out DJ. She played Catacombs. She closed Catacombs first night earlier last year. Oh my God, it's all blending together.
Time's not real.
Her and Peach Milk went back to back and crushed it. I mean, we just love Emma. She's such a tear out DJ.
Yeah, hard out. Babyface Killer.
I mean, everyone knows Babyface Killer now, surely. She played a BFM Christmas party. I mean, she's one of the hottest DJs going around at the moment.
Yeah, yeah. Played Filth recently as well. Another awesome Boiler Room that'll be online in the near future, I think.
Very, very soon.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
Benny Salvador.
He is a 16-year-old or 17-year-old from Wellington. Terrifyingly young and terrifyingly talented.
So good.
Yeah, so good. Yeah, it's actually, now that you mention it, lots of people go from all over the country.
It's really cool. It's like a real hub, this festival. Mm. Ben UFO, who we've just talked about. Mm-hmm. Chaos in the CBD.
Yeah, those boys have been back. I mean, they're two brothers from Devonport who have been making big moves in London and came back for the summer. We're lucky to have them.
Totally. Diesel?
Diesel is kind of part of the ballroom scene, I guess. Again, runs their own club night, plays pretty hectic techers.
Yep.
But another up-and-coming DJ. I mean, there's been a big scene emerge, I'd say, in the last probably 3 years of people doing their own things, and it's really, really cool to see. And we're just happy to see some of, you know, provide a platform for them to tear it up.
Yeah, if anyone has seen Diesel do their thing before, it's pretty outrageous.
Oh, it's full noise.
We've also got Dylan Biscuit, who will not be a stranger to BFM listeners either. Often plays up here on the station as well.
Plays here on Saturday nights.
That's the one.
Dylan, he actually kind of worked for us, took a lot of photos backstage and did a lot of photography for our shows, and is a hot DJ in his own right, so it's good to put him on.
We've got Eden Burns, who we just listened to.
Yeah, Eden's just, I mean, Eden and Vanessa Wim, who I don't think I'm breaking any laws telling you they're boyfriend and girlfriend.
Cute.
I reckon they would have blown up. Like, they would have been doing the European circuit had it be existent last European summer. But we're very lucky that, unfortunately, they're stuck in New Zealand.
We get them all to ourselves.
And we get to put them on. Like, yeah, Eden, it's crazy. Eden's 23 and he's already had, like, 3 dance music careers. You know?
It's crazy.
It's wild.
We love the Big Beat Manifesto very, very much as well. That's such a big tune. Friendly Potential DJs, you guys who are throwing the party.
Yeah, we like to DJ our own party. It's one of the things that we do.
It's fair enough.
It's a bit of a no-no, but we don't mind doing it.
I think people like to hear it as well, so it's very good. Legendary Frank Booker also.
Yeah, we're very lucky to have Frank come along. He's going to open up one of the stages, or sort of open up one of the stages. I can't really describe that any better than that. He's going to play early, but he's a very safe pair of hands, and always love Frank. He's actually my mentor, my DJ mentor. So shout out to Frank Booker.
Shout out to Frank Booker.
Taught me everything I knew. No.
We've got Hugo J.
Hugo J, another London returnee.
Mm-hmm.
Wonderful. He used to be part of the Night Pottery crew with K2K. I think they're still going. I don't know.
Yeah.
Makes this wonderful music. Good DJ. What do you want?
BFM's very own Jess Fu. This is very exciting, I feel. I'm stoked about this for Jess. Jess's DJ debut.
Are you guys ready for a scoop?
I'm ready for a scoop.
Jess is also hosting the Boiler Room stage.
Woo!
With Nava from Nora Records. They're going to tag team it.
It's going to be so cool.
So yeah, Jess is going to DJ and then she's going to do some hype on the mic.
I'm so ready for that.
I am ready too.
That's going to be awesome. Let's just race through the last ones, let's which feels terrible because awesome. But we've got Marcellus Pittman, Misa, Nice Girl, Rosa, Terenzi, Scarlett, Uber Driver, and Vanessa Wim, who you just mentioned before.
Oh, yeah.
And that's Vanessa Wim performing live, which is such an experience. If people haven't seen Vanessa Wim, like, in full live action, it's terrifying.
Yeah, it is.
It's so cool.
She is possessed. And, yeah, like like I said, if we're very lucky that she's here because I think she wouldn't. I know she's been booked already to play some shows in Australia, but that's all pending, being able to go over there, etc. But like, she is blowing up, and we're very lucky that she's here for the time she is. And come on down to Beacon and see her tear it up.
So if people do want to come along, are there still tickets available, Sam?
I think there's about 200 tickets left, so they will sell out in the next couple of days. I mean, they won't be here when the show's on, so hurry up if you want to come.
Don't be a dingus. Get yourself a ticket. New Zealand's first live streamed Boiler Room as well, which is a huge thing. And it's going to be awesome on this Saturday down at Queen's Wharf. Thank you very much, Sam Harmony, for chatting to us. We have got a Rosa Terenzi track. Do you want to just tell us a little bit about Rosa and we'll jump into it?
Yeah, so Rosa Terenzi, she is originally from Perth. She blew up in about 2 years ago. She put out an EP on Kalahari Oyster Cult, which is a really great label, and basically she took off, did Dick Mantel Boiler Room year before last, and yeah, she's just strength to strength, kind of breakbeat, classic rave noise, kind of, that's her sound.
That sounds fantastic. Yeah. Thank you, Sam, we'll see you on Saturday.
Yeah. We'll be right back.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.